Morning show with Brock and Hunter.
He had it.
I'm going to take myself up to a billboard.
He had it. All right, Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. It's not getting any better, folks. I don't know if you're waiting for that or not, but either way, it is time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Special Light Indicator in Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Special Light door when you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Special Light, right here, Southwest Michigan, bringing it to you. Your topic for today, what's something you're doing these days that you never thought you'd do? I was thinking about this because obviously there's a lot of different things with the pandemic, but I was trying to look outside of just this year in general. And I think something for me that kind of started a year or two ago, but has really kind of taken off this year for me that I never thought I'd be doing is baking / cooking as much as I do. I've really gotten into it. You know, I've really gotten into trying new recipes, expanding my culinary prowess, if you will. And I'm not going to lie, I've really enjoyed it. My Pinterest cooking board has really expanded, and I like it.
Oh boy.
I'm quite the little chef, Hunter, and I have no problem admitting it.
Yeah. Surprised you find time for cooking between shaving your legs.
You know what,
and
pal?
And watching Lifetime.
Yeah. Hey, you've eaten some of my cooking, and you've enjoyed it, so you suck it, pal.
I'll give it to you. It is good.
Yeah. Everyone's still raving about my amazing muffins that I made last Thanksgiving. So, how about that?
Damn, all muffins. Right. I'll punch those muffins.
No, I need... So I got to take my tampon out quick. Good God.
Right. But, you know, I think you're not alone on that, though, man, because I think a lot to do with the quarantine and people staying at home, they're kind of having to figure that out.
Yeah.
A lot of people, like, in their lunch break would just go get fast food and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now you have the opportunity to, you know, make food at home. And I think people are just cooking more
Got some free time. You might as well. So,
you know, I figured out... second that, the crock pot this year.
Yeah.
I figured out you can literally put anything in that thing and just let it go and it'll be delicious.
Anything. You can throw it in there, put a little broth in with it. It doesn't matter what it is. Yeah. You can put a shoe in the crock pot, throw a little beef broth in there. You got yourself a delicious meal in 4 to 8 hours.
You know, and if I make something in the crock pot and it's really good, I kind of like walk around the kitchen like, yeah, that was me. I'm like, nah, dude, you just put it in a pot and turn it on.
Honey,
quit walking like that.
I made dinner. You mean you put three things in a crock pot and turned it on? Yeah.
Well, somebody had to do it.
Somebody had to do it. That's right.
One thing that I'm doing that I never thought I'd be doing?
What's that?
Is hanging out in this basement working. getting paid to hang out in this basement.
All joking aside, if I were to tell you even 2 years ago, you know what, Hunter? You're gonna spend all of your broadcast time in your basement. What are you talking about?
Way.
Yeah.
You know, it's weird. Like initially when you said there was a weekend or a Friday, I specifically remember this. You're like, hey man, you're not coming into work Monday. You're gonna be at home.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how long is this gonna be? It's like maybe like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So just get your stuff set up and let's go. Dude.
Yep.
It is December what? It's December
11th. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was actually probably around like March 11th, March 4th. I'm trying to remember what that was. Yeah. Yep.
I want to say it was March 15th, I want to say. That's the number that comes to my head.
There's a lot of people that could probably add on to that, something they're doing these days that they've never thought they'd do, and that's working from home. Absolutely. You know, it's just weird. It's weird, and I don't know if it's going to stick because, I mean, you don't really need to be in here, and a lot of people have figured out they don't need to be in the office to do their job effectively. I mean, you don't do your job effectively, but you get what I'm saying. Yeah.
Well, you know, here's the thing. I think people shut up. Would you just shut up? I think people will have the opportunity to work from home. Yeah. Here's the key. You got to set your house, well, studio for me, but your house workspace up like you would at work. You got to treat it like you're at work.
Yeah.
Because then you'll get things done. It's very easy to just kind of sit back and let it ride. And if you do that, you're not gonna progress. You're not gonna get your work done, and they're gonna make you come back into work so they can watch you.
Yep.
So do extra work from home, and then maybe you'll be able to stay home if you like it that way.
Then the sweet ride begins. That's what you gotta do, right? You just gotta bust it out for a little while, and then you're golden. Then you're golden.
Dude, America's gonna get huge. We were already fat,
huge. Idge. Before I leave the office, I'm going to give everyone those little carts with the baskets on front. You see them at the stores. Everyone gets one. America, itch. Walking, thing of the past. Don't worry about it. Itch. Itch carts for itch people. America.
Itch.
China. They won't be made in China. They'll be made here. America. Itch. Carts.
Just be careful with that crock pot. That's what we're saying.
Itch. I threw chocolate in the crock pot. Made a nice chocolate base. Great. Itch.
Set it and forget it.
All right, let's take a break here. We want to hear from you. Comment on Facebook or give us a call, 925-WIRX. What's something you're doing these days that you never thought you'd do? We'll have your answers when we come back. It's the Plan B Morning Show.
Dense, the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
All right, good morning.
This is a story all about hell.
That's the only part I know about.
Me too.
That's it. Anyway, 7:48, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter. Your topic today, as always, brought to you by Specialite Indicator in Benton Township. What's something you're doing these days that you never thought you'd do? Let's start off with Rick's. He said, in part due to COVID, I retired at age 60. So going to bed late and getting up whenever I like. Yeah, that's nice, man. Good for you.
It seems like he seems like he's happy about it, you know? Rightfully.
I can't wait to be retired, man. It's going to be so sweet. It's going to be so sweet, man. I'd retire now if I wasn't broke, you know?
Off into the sunset. Yeah. You know what? Yeah, you're looking at retirement like you were looking at graduating high school when you were in, like, fourth grade.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait till this is over with. Dude, I cannot wait.
If I'm lucky and I can retire at 65, I still have 30 years.
Just don't even think about it. Yeah, don't think about it because you're going to blink and 30 years is going to go by and you're going to look back like, damn.
I can't wait. These next 30 years.
I want to go back.
Please, I want to be that young, virile 34-year-old.
Just like I want to go back to the fourth grade. Dude, I remember laying in bed in like fourth grade thinking, dude, you know how much homework I got to do until I graduate and I don't have to do this anymore?
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was depressing, much like you're depressed thinking about retirement.
I just want to be an old man that doesn't do anything.
Nothing.
Let's see. Rebecca said, using more soap, sanitizer, hand lotion, and lip balm than I've ever used in my nursing career for the past 29 years. Yeah, amen to that, too. I think, obviously, her being in the nursing field, I'm sure it's just insane. But I think that's one that a lot of people can chalk up. Like, I come into the office, I put hand sanitizer on. Anytime I do anything around the office, use hand sanitizer. When I leave, hand sanitizer. Yep. It's weird, man.
One good thing that came out of COVID, you know, people being a little bit more healthy.
I guess.
Themselves clean. Here's a quick example, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
Name the first person you know that's gotten the flu this year.
That's true.
Nobody. And you listeners out there, same thing. First person that comes to mind that's gotten the flu this year.
Yeah.
Knock on wood, but usually around this time,
everyone's
a good handful of people that are sitting over the toilet puking.
That's true. That's an interesting point. I guess it's good and bad. It's good that, you know, the hygiene is up. It's bad that it took a global pandemic for people to realize that they should wash their hands, you know, after they use the restroom and just kind of in basic general society cleanliness. Mm-hmm. But we're there and hopefully this next generation of people will be like, oh, yeah, washing your hands is a good thing. It baffles me that any restaurant or place you go to, there's that sign that says all staff must wash hands before returning to work.
Shouldn't have to have a sign.
Exactly. Like, what the F, man? Like, we've accepted it as a society that the people that are responsible for serving us drinks and making our food need a sign to remind them, hey, by the way, if you're going back to chop that lettuce, your hands better be washed. That's right. That's right.
And you people out there, keep doing it. Stay clean.
Yeah.
Keep using the sanitizer. It's good. I thought about that the other day. I'm like, dude, I don't know anybody with the flu right now.
Usually,
instead of hovering over the toilet and puking now because of the flu, people are doing it because they're hungover.
Yeah, because everyone's drinking at home, just drinking. Yeah. Let's see. What's something you're doing these days that you never thought you'd do? Sadie said, getting knocked up. Hey, there you go. Was it planned, Sadie? Was it planned?
It was a damn quarantine.
God damn you.
We had nothing else to do.
Damn quarantine sex. I knew I should have told him to get off me. This is terrible. Let's see. Laura said something that a lot of people have said, having to wear a mask everywhere you go. Yeah, that's definitely different. Derek, along with that, having to run back to my truck for a damn mask. Do the I forgot my mask dance. That's right. That's right.
We call it the COVID shuffle.
The COVID shuffle. I open my door. I step out of my car. I take three steps. I throw my hands up. I turn around and I open the door and I grab my mask. The COVID shuffle.
Shuffle. I love it. It's a sick jam, bro.
It is, man. That's a dance move. They're going to be doing that like the Macarena at weddings 15 years, 20 years from now. Let's see.
COVID? Oh,
Gotti hit COVID. That's a good one. Gotti had a good one. Wearing a mask in a bank. That's hilarious.
Oh, yeah.
Before all of this, did you ever think you'd be wearing a mask in a bank? Nope. That's how you get arrested, okay?
You know what's funny is, like, every time, so I put the mask on right before I go through the door of the store, right? And recently, the past month, like, when the wife and I go into the store, I'll turn around real quick and look at her, and I'll go, 1, 2, 3, and put the mask on and run inside real quick. I'm like, I can do that now. Yeah. I can do it without worrying about somebody shooting me from the counter.
Yeah, some security guard with an itchy trigger finger just waiting for that day he gets to put someone down.
She just shakes her head. She's like, what are you doing? All right, ready? Break. Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Mask on. Let's go.
Perfect. Let's end with Elijah. He had a good one. You'll like this one. What's something you're doing these days that you never thought you'd be doing? He said, I bought a smoker, and I'm really getting into it. I can't tell you how many times Hunter has talked about his smoker. It's insane.
It's fantastic, guys. I'm telling you, smoking it. It's another one of those things where, like, yeah, you walk proud and tall after people eat your smoked food. You didn't do a damn thing. I mean, you set up the smoker. I guess that is a little bit of work, but you put it in there and you let the smoker do it for 4 hours, 5 hours, dude. It is good. And if you guys haven't smoked food yet, whoo.
Dude,
you're missing out.
We were over at your folks' place, and I smoked those bluegills, man. That was awesome. Yeah, smoked bluegill. The fanciest bluegill you've ever had.
Just put so much flavor in it, man.
Delicious. All right,
and it's fun to sit there and drink beer and watch it, too. You know what I'm saying?
So all of your cooking is around just putting something in something and leaving it for 4 to 5 hours. That's pretty much. That's the extent of it. All right, we're going to take a break. We got more of the Plan B Morning Show when we come back. Stick around.